This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Friday, Ripping It with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. We'll get back to the Orioles talk. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Ryan's talking to Eric DaCosta there. Said some things about building a roster, maybe relaying back to Mike Elias's decision so far not to bring up Beavers and Basayo and others. Spending some dough. You know, like DaCosta. I'm digressing here. Let's count some money and talk some sports by yourself.
All right, Dow Jones. We love the Dow Jones here. We know everything about the Dow Jones. We know that it is up 92 today. S&P 500, not as fortunate, down 11. NASDAQ down 67. Under Armour is up. It's in the green, actually up 32 cents today. It's a pretty big jump for them. And DraftKings also up. Big jump, $1.93.
Ooh.
Hold on to your pants on that one. We'll start with the Ravens here. Cooper Rush heading back to Dallas tomorrow night for a matchup against his former team. But on an individual level, should probably be more concerned with delivering better results than he did against the Colts last week. Just to revisit that stat line, it was ugly. 2 for 4, 16 yards, and an interception. Devin Leary, to be fair, he wasn't much better. 3 for 12, 43 yards, and a pick of his own. They're going to split the reps again tomorrow, just a matter of how close to 50-50 it is. Buy or sell, Bob, the quarterback duo for the Ravens will throw more touchdowns than picks tomorrow, collectively.
Ugh. I'll buy it, just to be a positive guy heading into the weekend. And Monken did say a couple of days ago, Todd Monken, the OC, that Rush was going to throw more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the offensive line, he's not going to have his starters. But what I want to see, well, him to be better and not terrible. I don't know if Leary's long for the roster, but Rush is going to be the backup. I want to see one of them play well because I want to see what Devontae Walker can bring to the equation. LaJonte Wester, was that just a blind squirrel day with him leading the team in receiving yards? Because I want to see some of the young receivers get an opportunity to perform because the quarterbacks are going to be a little more on point than they were last Thursday. When Nolan read the stats, they were brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I've had root canals more enjoyable than watching the now, if it's a regular season game, we'd be still running hot about what happened. But we all know if your backup quarterback's playing half your games, your team's not as good as it's supposed to be. And I don't care if it's the Ravens, Cowboys, Chiefs, insert contending team here.
Go over to baseball here. Take a look at the World Series betting odds right now. Shows a pretty even split between American League and National League contenders. That's at least in the top 10. It's split 5-5, though three of the top four do come from the National League. Now, there was a post-show conversation between Ben Hall, Bob, myself yesterday that sparked this thought in my mind. Does the American League have a team on par with the National League's elite? Or will we have to wait and see if a wild card team is going to get hot at the perfect time and then they take off, kind of like the Rangers a few years ago? Ryan, are you buying or selling that there are more World Series favorites in the National League than the AL right now?
I'll sell that just because I think that we found out every single year in baseball is when you think you know who's going to be the contender, someone surprises you in this situation. And you're right, the National League might at the top of the National League compared to the American League. It's better record-wise. I mean, you're looking at the Milwaukee Brewers. I know the Dodgers are struggling, but star power with the Dodgers, the Padres, the Mets, the Phillies. But it's really about matchups. It's about how you match up once you get to the World Series. And I mean, heck, if we're going to go back a few years in 2023, the Diamondbacks were not in that category of being the powerhouse, and yet they dissembled the teams, including the Phillies, on the road in Philadelphia to get to the World Series, and they lost to the Texas Rangers, who snuck into the playoffs, who were an awful road team, and yet came to Baltimore, took down the Orioles, went to Houston, took down the Astros, 11-0 on the road in the postseason. So I'm going to sell that the National League has better teams for the World Series. They might have the better regular season teams, but once the playoffs hit, you just got to be playing your best ball at the right time.
But aren't you skeptical on, say, Detroit getting better as of late? But, you know, Jack Flaherty scuffling, Morton got kind of touched up. And are we really buying Toronto? I want that, by the way, if I had to pick a team, it would be them, the Blue Jays. But, I mean,
If they lose
in the first round, I'm going, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
I think the National League is a better league when you're looking at the top teams, but I truly do mean it is matchup based. Like, if you were going to tell me Texas got in and Texas has that starting pitching and their lineup gets hot, that they can't go and beat any of the top teams in the National League, I think that they can. You know, yeah, I'm less skeptical on the top teams right now in the American League because I think that there's these sleeper teams below that can make some noise.
Well, our friend Jared Dubin has compiled a list of every AFC team's biggest challenge entering the upcoming season. Maybe you consider it a challenge, a roadblock, whatever you want to call it. But for the Ravens, he says it's got to be the turnover in the secondary. Even if it has become commonplace for Baltimore to make changes in their secondary every year, the unknown of the often injured depth pieces like Alexander and Awuzie, well, it makes things a little more cloudy right now. And as we learned in the past with Marcus Williams, just because a player looks like a great piece on paper, it doesn't mean that the results will follow. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that figuring out the secondary is the biggest challenge for the Ravens right now?
I will soft buy that because you mentioned Alexander, who hasn't practiced. Awuzie, who's had multiple injury problems, now 30 years old. And one of the guys that has ascended is Jalen Armour Davis, who's hurt himself oftentimes. Humphrey's a stud. Wiggins should really take another step here. We love Malachi Starks and Kyle Hamilton, arguably the best safety in the National Football League. It goes back to the depth that we talk about all the time. You've lost your two draft pick cornerbacks already before you even get out of the preseason. And you're relying on oft-injured dudes to fill some holes and provide that sort of depth. So I'll soft buy that. Again, where the hell's Jair Alexander been in over a week? So yeah, I'm kind of feeling that, no doubt.
Well, for one last time this week, ticket giveaway. Marshall Tucker Band performing live at the Maryland State Fair. That's coming up here pretty soon. September 5th, as a matter of fact. And this is your last chance to win these tickets this week. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. Do not miss your opportunity. Marshall Tucker Band, Maryland State Fair.
used to be a pretty awesome Oriole that wore number 8. Dave Skaggs. When we come back, it's Ripping It with Ryan. Orioles are in Houston tonight, taking on the Astros. We've got the AL East report later on in the hour. If you want to get in, you can. It's 410-583-1057. How about depth at middle linebacker, inside linebacker for the Ravens? I think that could be a problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Problem all here. Sounded more like a cornerback spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So ESPN, and we always refer to them because, you know, it's the easiest website to pull up, and I have ESPN Plus or Insider, whatever the hell it's called nowadays. They are rating all teams by every position. By the way, Ravens quarterback, number 1.
Hey.
Buffalo, 2. We'll get to edge rusher and all of that good stuff. But based on ESPN and their panel of experts, cornerback group, position grouping. Ravens, numero uno. Number 1. So I guess the injuries have not played a factor into this, but here we go. Even after losing Brandon Stevens to the Jets during free agency, we don't even talk about that guy.
No.
I mean, okay.
First time I've talked about it with you, or I thought about it over X amount of time here, Bob.
Had the air quotes breakout season in 23, got roasted last year, has moved on. Ravens remain in solid shape at cornerback thanks to Marlon Humphrey and Nate Wiggins. Baltimore then went from solid to great when it signed Jair Alexander in June. He struggled with injuries during his time with Green Bay, but he has remained an elite player when healthy. With Wiggins, Alexander outside, Humphrey in the slot, and veteran Chidobe Awuzie offering quality depth, the Ravens are locked in at cornerback. And as we have talked about many times here on the show, Vinny and Haney with Nolan and Ripping It with Ryan, how many times have the Ravens, when they do this exercise at corner, been in the top three or top five? And then by the end of the season, because of injuries mainly, their starting players you've rarely heard of, or they pulled out of other organizations. Tre'Davious White last year comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks great now. But again, relying on Alexander and Awuzie to stay healthy, it's like saying Grayson Rodriguez is going to be part of the Orioles' five-man rotation coming out of spring training next year. To me.
I mean, on paper, the Ravens' secondary is damn good. I mean, it is elite. If those guys are healthy, and let's not say that they're playing at the highest level. If Jair saying when he was all pro, best of the best, I think when he's healthy, I think he's going to be a top cornerback. But still, even if he's down a level with the other guys playing at their level that they played at, and let's just say I think Nate Wiggins is going to continue to ascend. He was just getting his feet wet, and he looked great down the stretch. Marlon Humphrey looked great, but you're right. It goes to the goes back to injuries. And even Marlon, for as great as Marlon is, he's been banged up in the past. It's happened. It's the nature of the sport. And we found this out the hard way if you watch the Ravens play, especially playing in the AFC North against, I know the Ravens beat the Bengals when Lamar plays, but still remember that game when the Ravens didn't have any corners, whatever it was a few years
Cleveland,
ago.
Cleveland, Monday Night Football.
And man, it makes a huge difference when you don't have it. Look, I am a little bit worried when you asked in the buy or sell the soft buy. That's that does worry me that Jair hasn't practiced yet. And that one injury or two away.
Already had a knee drain, too, a few weeks ago.
And that's not what you like to hear. I'm glad I'm hearing it on August 15th and not on September 4th, right? But all of this is to say, Bob, cornerback in this league, a pass-happy league, quarterback-friendly league in this case, you need as much depth as possible. The Ravens have the top talent, but if they aren't there, who's going to be there to help try to, you know, you're still going to have to get by all these top teams.
Nolan, what do you think about all that stuff? Every concern you just brought up that we addressed during buy or sell, right now the experts at ESPN don't seem that see that to be a problem.
Well,
at this point,
they see names on a depth chart. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the whole point about, you know, Jair Alexander, the hype when he got signed. And I'm not going to exclude myself from that, because when they made the deal, the excitement was over the fact that it was such a cheap bargain of a deal. And that, you know, Lamar said, hey, let's go get this guy. Let's put this group over the top. And they did it. And also excited that Alexander was willing to come here. Again, money wasn't a sticking point for him. He just wanted to compete for a Super Bowl. So there wasn't really anything to dislike about the move then. But even still, the injury red flags were heavily discussed. That's a big reason why he was so cheap in the first place. You can't just say, oh, former, you know, two-time All-Pro, and he's going to slot in there, and the Ravens have, you know, the greatest defense of all time. There's a lot of moving parts here. And like I said during buy or sell, just because a player looks good on paper, just because things seem like a good fit on paper, it doesn't always pan out.
Yeah, I mean, actually, so I was throwing up my hand. I don't know why I'm throwing it up in here. I guess my point was with the
professional cool over here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But maybe it was like, here's my point. This is what I was trying to do. Marlon Humphrey, I mentioned, sensational last year. Accolades were great. Played the full year prior, 10 games. He played.
And wasn't all that great when he was playing.
Jair Alexander, talented player. He was the All-Pro back in 2022. Over the last two seasons, he's played 14 combined games. Combined. 7 each year.
So when you're talking about the names on the depth chart, yeah, the names look great. The talent is there with those guys. The ability or the availability hasn't. That is what's scary for Baltimore with all of this. If they're all on the field with Starks, and I think Starks, I'm really excited to watch him play. Kyle Hamilton, obviously, is that Swiss Army knife that does everything for that defense. If they are full go, I believe that ranking can be accurate. But the problem is, are they all going to be on the field? That's going to be the million-dollar question.
Ravens were number one at quarterback, number one at tight end, wide receiver. Give me a guess. Of the 32 teams, where do you think their wide receiver group will be rated among the National Football League?
12?
Close. 13?
Oh,
look at you. Cincinnati 1, Philly 2, Tampa, Rams, Minnesota. That's your top five, even though Addison's going to miss the first three, Jefferson dealing with a hammy and all that good stuff. But, you know, we're sitting here talking about Zay Flowers and Bateman and Hopkins and Tez Walker's upside. Like, this is the best from top to bottom wide receiver group the Ravens have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the pack in the National Football League. So, okay, I don't think that's an insulting position for them, because usually the Ravens are kind of in the bottom end. So I think that's an improvement for sure. Running back, number five. Number one was Detroit. And we got that. Montgomery and Gibbs. And then Bijan Robinson, Atlanta. They're two. Saquon, Philly, three. San Francisco, I don't know if I'm buying this, at number four.
Everyone's
put a lot of eggs in that
in
McCaffrey basket. Ravens were five. Yes, we said.
Well, if it's about the whole group, like Ravens get top marks for tight end, presumably because they have two guys that are top 10 tight ends.
Correct.
Well, where's the love for Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell then? Or maybe I should take our own advice from the cornerback conversation and say that nothing, it's a guarantee. And Keaton Mitchell had a good preseason game, but it doesn't mean he's going to run wild the way he did 2 years
ago.
And
had a groin problem.
Sure.
Afterwards.
Right. But even Henry alone, I think that that's got to be stronger than five.
Yeah, and look, we get Detroit, Gibbs and Montgomery, as we said. Is Bijan Robinson, I mean, he's more of the fantasy football dude than Derrick Henry would be, more of a pure rushing. And Barkley had one of the great seasons. I'm not buying San Fran. I think McCaffrey, if anything, talk about an injured guy, he's a descending player. I mean, is Henry going to rush for 1,900 plus yards? Probably not. But if he's not 1,500 and over 6 yards a carry, or, you know, I think that's a very real double-digit touchdowns. I think that's extremely real. And Hill's a reliable ask him to do something, he'll do it, guy.
Yeah, for San Francisco, it's all about CMC. It's all about McCaffrey, and you're buying that if he's healthy, that McCaffrey's going to be the guy he was 2 years ago, which – way when he's on the field and he plays, he's dynamic. And I think that's the key word here, dynamic. What are the rankings base it off? Are you basing it off of the guy that can go out there like Derrick Henry and can run people over, but he's not the biggest pass catching threat? Like at the top, the Lions, Gibbs, electric, explosive. Both him and Montgomery can catch the ball out of the backfield. Robinson can catch the ball out of the backfield, but I'm with you. Has he proven it enough in the Falcons where the threat of him in the backfield like Derek is in Baltimore, that puts the fear in opposing defenses? I wouldn't agree with that per se. Saquon, I would argue with the Eagles with their offensive line and Saquon Barkley, I would be fine putting him at one, because you saw when Saquon did last year with that line and his home run ability, they were unstoppable when he got the ball in his hands.
Might be a little Shanahan bias there too, just because of his track record of finding and developing talent in the run game. I mean, look, that's his strong suit. He's a wizard there, but maybe it's not so much about McCaffrey. I mean, he's the big piece,
sure,
but they might be banking on, well, hey, this guy's going to develop somebody as well.
We'll come back, shift to the baseball world with the American League East report. We give you the standings. Some division races starting to heat up just a little bit. Teams are starting to separate in the wild card as well. And we'll talk about this Orioles-Astros series, which starts tonight at 8:05. You got BBT coming up at 6 with Tim Barbalace and Ryan Ripken, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access at 2. It's Featured Artist Friday, 38 Special. We're caught up in you, Baltimore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I guess, Ryan, the story to me for the three games, unfortunately, Dean Kramer was brilliant, got the L, but Kramer, Rogers, and Sagano, quality starts against a red-hot Seattle team coming into this series.
Yeah, you know, this Orioles staff has always had the potential, and I've always been on the bandwagon for Dean Kramer, and I still believe in this statement that Dean Kramer has a high ceiling. What keeps Dean of where he's considered is the consistency, but you don't go out there and have outings where you go 7-8 innings like Dean has done this year if you don't have good stuff, and he's done that. And Sagano, you know, there's a reason why he had so much success over in Japan for all those years. Guy knows how to pitch, just like everyone who's a rookie, even though he's 35. You're in the big leagues, the best league in all of the world, and you're facing the best talented players on a day-to-day basis. But
they know what they're doing, and they're hitting a stride. And obviously, you know, Trevor Rogers has been sensational. He's been the best pitcher over the last two-plus months he's been in the big leagues. So, and lastly, the Orioles love playing Seattle. You know, they match up well against them, and I know that's the frustrating part for fans, but it's a reminder. This staff is better than people think. They have the potential to be good, and they aren't so far off from being back to being a contending team in 26. Pieces are there. Consistency is going to be the key, though, for the Birds.
What do you do? Nolan and I were talking about it yesterday. Sagano, one-year deal, won his 10th game.
Mm-hmm.
He had that really rough patch there for a minute, middle of the summer. You bring him back, and to that point, what do you do with Eplin? Zach Eplin told everybody who would listen, hey, I'd love to come back.
I think it really depends on if you have your sights set on a pitcher this offseason that's not one of those options that we mentioned. Because let's just talk about it right now. Bradish, Rogers, Dean Kramer. Those are three that you're kind of expecting to be in your rotation for next year. At least that's what I think. Tyler Wells, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to make him a reliever. But regardless, you have spots available. And you realize I did not mention Grayson Rodriguez because
Thank
I'm
you.
Not going to go there. You can't expect it. But Tomoyuki Sugano, I'd be interested. A guy that he's been, knock on wood, durable. He's 10-5. People might say, well, 4.13 ERA. Was a fourth starter, that's the 38th best ERA, Bob, for a starting qualified pitcher in the game. So I would look at the option of bringing him back on another deal. But as far as Eflin, I am a little bit worried about the injuries with the back and the lat. I really do think the Orioles are going to be aggressive going after some team control pitcher. That's what my gut's telling me, Bob. And if that's the case, you know, maybe one of those guys is the odd man out.
Now, last night in the division, there was only two games. The Orioles win theirs against Seattle. It was day game as well. Blue Jays taking on the Cubs, two teams that look to be headed to the postseason. And a guy that got his contract extension, earned his money a little bit late.
Hit high, left center field. Castro sprinting back at the fence, turns. It's out of here! Big fly, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A stutter step around second as he slams the Blue Jays in front, 2-1.
As you can tell, that was Blue Jays radio on the call. Vlad Jr., two-run jack in the seventh inning. 2-1 was the final score, but how about this guy in August now heading into the postseason? Max Scherzer, 7 strong. Hoffman got his 27th save. Now that starting rotation for the Blue Jays, if this holds up, and Scherzer's been pitching a lot better since he came off the IL. If this dude delivers this, maybe they are, in fact, the team to beat in the American League.
Yeah, Mad Max for the month of August so far. 3 starts, 1.89 ERA. And this was a guy I was always curious with the Orioles in the offseason. Now, obviously, hasn't been available much, so it wouldn't have looked good. But when Max does pitch, he's a gamer. He knows what he's doing. And it's the mentality he brings on the mound, too, Bob. He's intense. And I think that the team like the Blue Jays, they really feed off of that. And, yeah, Toronto, you can't consider them frauds at any point. They're legit. They are a legit contender because they just find more ways to win as we continue to approach September.
All right, it's American League East Report. Let's get to the standings here. Division-wide heading into this Friday action. Blue Jays are 5 up on Boston, 6.5 up on the Yankees. Tigers, 6.5 over Cleveland. That was a 15-game lead at one point. Now trimmed big time to 6.5. Astros a game and a half up on the Mariners, thanks to the Orioles. Now the Orioles could do Seattle a solid here. Philly, man, the Mets are scuffling, but Philly's lost 3 in a row. Philly's still 5 up there. Brewers have won 12 in a row. They are 8 up on the Cubs. And then you've got the Padres, who were 9 out of first, 4th of July weekend, game up on the Dodgers. And guess who plays this weekend? The Padres and Dodgers.
I think that's one of my favorite rivalries right now in the game. I know the Dodgers, I wouldn't say that out loud of going, oh, they're not really our rivals. Well, guess what? They are. And if you're a baseball fan, it's fun to watch. They hate each other, which kind of brings back to those, you know, a couple decades ago when you're thinking Yankees, Red Sox, or even, heck, Yankees, Orioles when they came to town in the late 90s. That's how I feel with this Padres-Dodgers situation. It's going to be a fun run right there in the pods, man, playing with a ton of confidence.
Now, standings in the wild cards. Seattle, Boston, New York are in. Cleveland is only a half game off the pace there. Texas, 3.5 in the National League. Cubs, Dodgers, Mets are in. Reds are only a half game out. How about that Francona factor in Cincinnati? You know, getting Hunter Green back kind of helps the equation, too.
I mean, yeah, getting a guy that throws absolute fuzz off the bump and you can throw him out there once every 5 days. Yeah, huge, huge deal for the Reds. But you mentioned Terry Francona, Tito. That impact is real. And for this team right now, now that you know you're right there in the hunt, like you are banging down the door for that final wild card spot, there's that belief, a young team trying to get over the hump. You have that veteran manager. I'm excited to see what happens there. And on the other side, can I just say with the AL wild card, because there's another team that's a half game out in the Guardians believe everything that Stephen Vogt stands for as a manager. And so the Reds and the Guardians have that working in their favor. They got nothing to lose right now, and that's a dangerous team as we approach these last 5 to 6 weeks.
Ripping it with Ryan here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Coming up at 2, Inside Access at 6 o'clock. It is Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Tim Barbalace, Ryan Ripken. Hey, Brandon Young, he could use a win. His first one, that would be cool. Orioles take it on the Mariners, as we've talked about, coming up tonight, Astros 8:05 could now help the Mariners after hurting them over the last couple of days. Brandon Young, what are we seeing from him? Loss of confidence. I mean, he looks really good every now and again, but last Saturday was obviously, Ryan, not one of those occasions.
I like his stuff. I like his upside and what he's capable of being, but you're right. Consistency is the big thing for Brandon Young. But right now, I hope he continues to get the opportunity, because just like a lot of the younger Oriole players, and I know 26, I consider that young, especially when you're a rookie, to figure out what you need to do better. Problem for him has been pitch counts typically have gotten higher than he wants. Finds himself in situations that he shouldn't be in more times than not, and then if he gets ahead, you got to put him away. And that's kind of been the recipe when things have gone wrong for him. Has been you're combining those efforts. You're falling behind, and then when you're ahead, you're leaving it, you know, over the plate, and big ball happens, and the Athletics, you know, they teed off on him for that exact reason. But you know, I still do believe in it because I see the movement, Bob. I do, but that also, is that more of a development thing for Brandon, or is that more of, hey, you know, maybe you realize that this is still a big gap for you? I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts that I have, but what I do see is a guy, when he is on, he can go out there and be a really, really solid pitcher. I mean, we can argue his best start was July 29th against the Blue Jays. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 Ks. Looked really sharp. Gave the team a chance. So it's in there. But I think pitch selection and control, something that he usually was great with, has not been so consistent so far in the bigs.
Nolan, what's going on in your world before we get to the Funhouse?
Nothing. Nothing at all. We try to golf tomorrow. The weather's too good. I was just telling Ryan during the break, the weather is too good not to play. It's been about a month since I last played. I got to get out there. Got to swing it.
Yeah, crustaceans and beer. That's in my future. Early day fights tomorrow. Man, I'm going to be in my happy place. And you're not invited.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Ravens here. Texter says, I'm out on Cooper Rush, to be honest. I understand it's all moot because Lamar's the guy. If he gets hurt, well, there's nobody that's going to save the Ravens. But damn, Cooper Rush looks like trash against the Colts. Maybe I underestimated the overall roster talent that Dallas had to carry him to those regular season wins the past few years.
Yeah, 9-5 as a starter in Dallas with Cooper Rush. I think it's way too early to put absolutes on him being a scrub. And as you just said, and I think we all know, if your starting quarterback goes down, you're in dire straits, especially for a long period of time. Just let it play out. Question is, not going for Micah, this doesn't happen. Lamar misses a game or two. Can he win those games for you? Because there's still enough around. Just don't lose the game sort of thing.
They might run it 60 times a game.
Why not?
Just give it to Henry and the boys. Let them roll.
Yeah.
That's not a bad strategy, but one thing I want to point out, it's a preseason game where it's limited action. You're still new to this organization. You don't have your main guys out there that he's throwing to. And by the way, saying that the talent with the Cowboys, even last year when Dak was out, CeeDee Lamb was banged up, even though he battled through. They have no run game whatsoever. So I'm going to give it some grace here. I don't want to get to that alternative. And if that is the case, though, Derrick Henry, 35 carries per game, that sounds good to me, too.
Over to the Orioles, our next texter says, Sagano got screwed yesterday. He was cooking, would have escaped the sixth inning without any damage if the rain didn't arrive, ends up getting a run attached to his line because the bullpen is a joke. Not to mention, he probably would have finished seven, seeing as his pitch count was still pretty low.
I mean, I can't deny that thought process. Why? Because he was dealing. 5 1/3, 3 hits, and 81 pitches. Yeah, he would have gotten through the fifth, in my opinion, or sixth, and would have been in a better spot. But it's also a great reminder of what Tomo can do. You know, he has had really, really good moments for the Baltimore Orioles, and he has proven to not only himself but to the other major league teams that he's going to be a guy, if he wants to, he'll be back and have a major league job next year.
And we'll round it out with a Maryland text. We'll get the trifecta here. This one says, Locksley, well, it's time. He's got to go. Changing coaching staff year after year is a sure sign of failure. You can't sustain that kind of turnover every single season. Don't think he's that great of a coach. Recruiting, okay. You can see Terps in the NFL, but where are the wins?
Yeah, where's the signature win, most importantly? Where's that win against Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State? That's what us Terps fans want to see. And based on the low expectations that a lot of us have, if they can get 7-5, get to a mayonnaise bowl or whatever it is, you know, does that buy them another year? You can never, it's a new AD, and they want to put their stamp on things, and we shall see how it all unfolds in due time. August 30th, season opener down at CQ Stadium. When we come back, well, we're not coming back. Inside Access is you're coming back tonight at 6 o'clock for BBT. Me and Nolan will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Stay healthy. For Bob Haney, well, for me, it's, I'm done talking. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.